Yitzayin Amud Beis. Shimu Eli Abiri Leiv, Harachoykim Mitzdaka. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya. Listen now, Abiri Leiv. Abiri Leiv is a lashon that means, well, you strong ones, but we will see exactly how it's being translated. Harachoykim Mitzdaka, those that are far from tzedakah. So what does that mean? Rabu Shmuel, Va'amila, there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel of what it means, and some say Va'amila Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Eliezer Belazar. Chadamer means Kol Ha'olam, it's referring to tzaddikim. Abir Lev means the strong of heart, those who are referring are strong, those are tzaddikim. Kol Ha'olam Kulay Nizoinim B'Tzedakah, the entire world has to be fed through tzedakah of Hashem, righteousness of Hashem, meaning Hashem is doing a favor to the world because we don't deserve to be fed. So, yet, Hashem is doing tzedakah with us and giving us food, even though we don't necessarily deserve it. Veheim, but these tzaddikim are nizoinim bizraya. They are rechaikim mitzedakah, they are far from tzedakah, they are far from receiving tzedakah, because they are getting fed midin. So they don't need tzedakah to get fed. They're strong enough to get fed by themselves. That's the first opinion. The second opinion is... the entire world is not fed with Hashem's tzedakah, but rather in the zuchus of these people. Vehem, but they don't even eat with the zuchus. Afilu bezuchus atzman ein nizayim. Even with their own zuchus, they cannot be fed. They're not using up their own zuchus because they don't even eat their own stuff. So they don't even need food. It's a muscle to, what does it mean? Like, imagine you're a teacher of a class, and you're not impressed with the class, so you're not giving them extra recess. But you have one kid who's like, you really like, he's phenomenal, he gets always the answers right, he says, so you know what? Extra recess for the class, because of that kid. So that's bezuchus that kid, and that kid's like, but Rebbe, I don't want to go, I want to learn more. So he stays inside the class. So the entire class gets extra recess because of that kid, but that kid himself stays and learns. So too, the entire world is getting food because of this tzaddik, but he himself says he doesn't need to eat. As it says, "Vehem afilu bezuchus atzman ein nizoinim." They even with their own zuchus don't need to eat. As it says, "Kedar Yehuda amarav, da amar Yehuda amarav." V'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every single day, baskel yoytza as mehar chayiv. Every day, a baskel comes out from har chayiv v'aymeres and says, "Kol ha'olam kulo nizoinim b'shvil chanina b'ni." The entire world is being fed in the zuchus of Chanina, my son, Rabbi Chanina. V'chanina b'ni, v'chanina, my son, da'i loy b'kav charubin me'erev Shabbos, le'erev Shabbos. It is enough for him that he eats just one kav, a small measurement, of carobs from each Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. U'pligid Rabbi Yehuda, and this argues on Rabbi Yehuda. Da'am Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, man abir elev, who are the abir elev? Up to now we were translating them as being tzaddikim. He translates them as being guboi, the people from the tribe or nation of Guba. And they are tipshoi, they are fools. They're strong-minded, they're fools, and therefore that's who it means. And a rechaikim mitzdakim means they don't give tzedakim. So it's an entirely different pshat in the pasuk. Amar Yosef, and I'll prove it to you that the Guba nation is a foolish nation. Amar Yosef, Teda, the Haloi Igayer Giura Minayu. We never had a Ger that converted from that nation. So even though we're not looking for Gerim, but we expect, you know, one or two from each nation, this nation never gave us any Gerim. And therefore, they're not too smart. That's why they call them foolish. Amar Rav Ashi, B'nai Masa Mechasya, Abiri Lev Ninhu. The people from the people from Masa, the city of Mechasya, are Abiri Lev, are the same strong-minded, foolish people. Why? Deka Yichazu Yikra D'Araisa, Tre Zimni B'Shata, because Deka Chazi, they see, Yikra D'Araisa, the greatness of the Torah, because twice a year we have Yarchei Kala in Masa Mechasya, so there's thousands of people there. Can you imagine the Siyam HaShas? So, you know, after the Siyam HaShas, famously they had that cop who let the guy the next day get off from speeding. Because he sees Yikur D'Araisa, he sees the amazingness of the Torah, 100,000 people coming together. So twice a year that used to happen back in Masa Mechasya. So Avaloika Megar Gimrinai, and we never had a Ger come from them. So it's a tain on them. Okay, the final place of the Mishnah was if a chassan wants to go ahead and say, I'm able to concentrate, whether or not he's able to say that he's able to concentrate. Can a person say that I'm on the next level? I'm allowed to be Mr. Frumi. Are you allowed to be the Frumi guy? So I'm going to say Kriya Shema, even though no other chassan is saying it. Tanakama says you're allowed to. Rabban Shimon Megamliel says, no, We don't allow you to become a to decide that you're a Talmid Chacham. If you are a well-known Talmid Chacham, that's a different story. But a standard person cannot say that I want to be on the level of Talmid Chacham, therefore you're not allowed to read Kriya Shema. That was a machlikas, whether or not we are concerned that one is going to show off, we'll call it. The Gemara says, "Lememra to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel chayish liyura." Is this to say that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is concerned for liyura, somebody acting as a balgaiva, somebody showing off? But Rabbanan loy chayish liyura, and the Rabbanan are not concerned that somebody is going to be considered showing off. Ha'ipcha Shaminan. Do we not learn the exact opposite? Shaminan, we heard the exact opposite. The Tnan, a Mishnah in this is a Mishnah in Ma'idkan Makam Shenagu Lasis Melacha B'Tisha B'Av. If a person is in a play, the question is, are you allowed to go to work on Tisha B'Av? Now, obviously, a person is to stay and focus on the Churban and things that happen, the lessons to be gleaned, ways to improve. But, says the Mishnah, in a place that the Minhag is, that your city, that they go to work on Tisha B'Av, Makam Shenoagu, in the place that the Minhag is, La'asis Malacha, to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av, Oysen, you're able to do Malacha then. Makam Shenoagu Shaloi La'asis, if the Minhag of your city is not to go to work, Ein Oysen, you're not allowed to go to work. However, every place, Talmid HaChachamim should betalim. The Talmid HaChachamim of this city should be batal. And the Tanna Kamma of this Mishnah does not say, and if you, but only the real Talmid HaChachamim. Otherwise, you're not allowed to just go ahead and say, I'm a Talmid HaChacham. If you're a real Talmid HaChacham, you pass the test, then you're allowed to stay home from work. Otherwise, you have to go after what the minig of the city is. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Amar, no. Every person can say, I'm a Talmid Chacham. La'olam ya'aseh kol adam es atzmei k'talmid chacham. A person in this regard can say, I'm a Talmid Chacham, and not go to work on Tisha B'Av. So now, here we see Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel saying, don't go to work. And we're not concerned that you're a Baal Gaiva. Yet by us, he says, say Kriya Shema. And we are, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema, and we are concerned that you're going to look like a Baal Gaiva. So it's a kasha de Rabbanan ad de Rabbanan, v'kasha de Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, ad de Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. In one place, Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, we're not concerned for you being a Baal Gaiva. In another place, he says, we are. And the same thing with the Rabbanan. Amar Avyeichanen Mechlefes Hashit. Avyeichanen says, you're right. In one of these Mishnais, it doesn't say which one, in one of these Mishnais, the Mishnah has been recorded wrong, and switch the opinions. So both of them, you'll have the same Manda Amar being concerned for being a Baal Gaiva, and the other Manda Amar saying, I'm not concerned for being a Baal Gaiva. So, whatever opinion gets switched, he doesn't say. And usually there's a rule about this, but so, whichever opinion gets switched, we're switching it. Rav Shisha Breidev Idi Amar, no, don't switch it. Lo'aylam lo tachlef, don't switch it. The Rabban, and he deals with each question by itself. The Rabbanan, in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan say that you're allowed to say, I want to read Kriya Shema, we're not concerned that you're going to be a Baal Gaiva. And in Moed Katan, it says that you're not allowed to go to work if you're not a Talmud Chacham. That's not a Kasha, like Kasha. Because for the, you see, it, we're going to delve into it. The Rabbanan hold that the real issue is standing out as a Baal Gaiva. You can't be different as a Baal Gaiva. That's what the Rabbanan are concerned for. We don't want you to be a Baal Gaiva, but the real concern is we don't want you to stick out as a Baal Gaiva. So therefore, Kriya Shema, Kevan de Kuli Alma Kakori, everybody's reading Kriya Shema, the whole world is going to Ma'ariv, and you're also going to Ma'ariv, the Ihunami Kari. So let me secure. It doesn't look like such a Baal Gaiva. You're not sticking out, you're davening Ma'ariv with everybody else on the planet. So you're right, a Chasanim generally don't, but most people are not Chasanim. However, over here, you are sticking out. The whole world after Kinnis is going to work, and you, together with the couple Rabbanim of the city, are sitting down to learn. Hacha came into Kuli Alma Avdi Melacha. Everybody else is going to work. Ve'ihu loiko Avid. So there you're sticking out. Mechsikiura. That's what looks like a Baal Gaiva. And the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel also like Asha. The Machlekas of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is also not a Kasha. Hasam b'kavana talim elsa. Over there, it depends on your kavana. Says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, that says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, by Kriya, he's concerned for really being a Baal Gaiva. He says, listen, over here,
what's wrong with being a Baal Gaiva? What does it say you're not allowed to be a Baal Gaiva?
So Michzik Yura means that it looks like you're acting haughty. That's
where's the Issa from? Why is there an Issa? Why can't you be a Baal Gaiva?
I would say that it's
awesome.
What?
Don't forget Hashem.
Yeah, I was saying, yeah, I'm saying you could say that. I would say it's just a meter thing. Like, I would say it's just a meter thing. I don't know if the person is violating an Isser. I don't know if there's a specific Isser, but. Okay, so Loikash, the Gemara says, Hasam bekavanat ha'yamil, so says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it depends on the reality. The reality is, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that Hasam bekavanat ha'yamil, so by saying Kriya Shema, you have to have kavana when you're saying it. And between me and you, a chazan on the first night is not having kavana. The anan sahadi, we literally translated anan, we are sahadi, the witnesses, but it means everybody knows, deloy matzi lekavana daite, that on the first day, one cannot concentrate. Loy matzi is not unable, lekavani daite, to concentrate. Aval hacha, but over here, you want to stay home from work. And you're concerned that people, and the only concern is, in other words, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying, I want the truth over here. The truth is you're not going to be concentrating, so don't say Kriya Shema. But over there, let's just finish that, but over there, the truth is that you want to not go to work, so don't go to work. Ayetz Mirsa Kiyura says there, it's not really Mirsa Kiyura, because people are just going to think that you don't have a job. Aval Hacha, Haraya Aymer, Melacha Hu De'ein Lai. People are going to see you staying home from work. They're going to be like, oh, this guy doesn't have a job. Puk Chazi, Kama Batlani, Ika B'Shaga. Puk, go out, Chazi, and see. Kama Batlani, how many people are Batl? How many unemployed people there are, Ika B'Shaga, there are in the marketplace? So people will, if it's true, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, so then, listen, you don't want to go to work because it's Tisha B'Av, so don't go to work. It's Mitzvah Kiyura. No, because people are going to blame it on something else. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is really concerned for Mitzvah Kiyura, but here, since the people will blame it on something else, he's not concerned.
That's
a good question. Well, actually, we're going to see that the Gemara is going to say that if a person doesn't have kavanah on the first time, he should say it again the second time. But we hit him on the head for it. Because we're like, you know, you don't just say Kriya Shema without concentrating.
Because, I mean, the fact is, it's like, it happens to me that, you know, you're diving and then you realize, like, oh, your mind was kind of wandering. Or, like, you can just stop. Not to mention, like, if you have financial issues,
right,
or all these other things. Like, there's lots of things other than just a chassid where someone's distracted.
Right, right. I hear what you're saying. So it definitely is a problem. So we're not going to go ahead and say to every single person who might have distractions that, okay, you don't have to read. Because do your best. And if you can't do it, you can't do it. But do your best. But still, since there's a chassan who has a mitzvah and he's distracted, so then we'll make an exception for him. But l'chatchila, we prefer, yeah, if we could somehow make a rule that those who are distracted shouldn't read, I would say from the Gemara coming up that it's, yeah, we would make that rule. But we're not going to go ahead and make each individual case. Okay, the Hawks lost tonight, so you don't have to say, but, you know, we don't have to.
Is it only Kriya Shema or any other mitzvah too?
Well, Kriya Shema specifically, because it depends on the kavanah. I mean, if you're not, a person could go ahead and shake lulav.
No, so, I mean, the other way, only a chosin or any other mitzvah too?
So the truth is it's any other mitzvah. We're going to see that from the very coming up Mishnah.
Do it apply also then to other mitzvahs that work on,
Well, no, because Shofar doesn't really need kavanah. As long as you know that this is a Shofar, you don't need to be concentrating on the Sheva Rikiyam and the Truas and Sister's Mother and whatever. As long as, you know, whoever is, whatever kavanas you have are a plus. As long as you listen to the Shofar blow, then. Okay, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. That's our second parak. Two down. Hadron Alecha Yakaira.
But
they say two up. What?
By Mar Sinai, we don't say the same thing. I mean, he's going to do it, and no one's going to know why he's doing it, so we allow him to do it. Now we're saying the opposite of that. We're concerned
no.
what people think.
For Mar Sinai, we're always concerned what people think.
We're concerned always here,
yeah.
But here we're making exceptions. So
no, or here also we're concerned.
Yeah, but we're saying.
And we're saying that since people cannot, it fits in exactly the rule.
We're saying there's exceptions, so when there's an exception, you don't know what to think.
I'm not sure what you mean. This is an exact rule. It fits an exact.
Yeah, but there's exceptions.
There's not an exception. This follows the rule. Since people will not think anything, this exactly follows the rule of Mar Sinai. Okay. New parak, Misha Mesoy Mutal Lefanov. If somebody lost a immediate relative and the relative is Mutal, is lying right in front of him, he is Pater from Kriya Shema. Here's what I was saying. Rashi says, Lafisha hu tarud b'machshav es kvurasoy. Since he's all tarud, he's not able to focus.
So it's not only Kriya Shema.
It's not only Yechassin, you mean?
Pater
mikriya shema, umin atfila, from davening, umin atfilin, and from putting on tefillin, umikol mitzvahs amuras b'teira, and all the mitzvahs amuras b'teira. Now here, it's much more than, that's very interesting, because Rashi says it's because lefihi shehu tarud. So one would think that he's pater from mitzvahs that require machshava, but I never would have said, is a chassin pater from... Well, Schaefer is during the day, but think of something by night. Is a chassan pater? I'm saying it's hard to find such a case. But is a chassan pater from a mitzvah by night? I would have said no. Let's say he gets married. Let's say he gets married Pesach by night. Is he pater from Karban Pesach and from Matzah and Mor? I would have said not. Because, okay, so don't concentrate, but at least do the mitzvah. Here we see that he's pater from tefillah, and we call mitzvahs on Moritz B'Torah, and all mitzvahs. And so if it was just... I would say that perhaps because he's oisik b'mitzvah or something like that. But Rashi says lefishu hu tarut. Interesting. Okay, it's something to think about.
Here it seems like the novel is specific to Avelis.
Right. Oh, what do you mean? Yeah.
Maybe it's not just an issue of Kavanah, it's just an issue of Avelis.
No, I would have said that, but Rashi says lefishu hu tarut b'machshavas k'vesa. Since he's like tarut, then he's just like a chassan. So it is a mitzvah. So if a person is tarud in buying a lulav, what would be? Let's say you have these guys who like go crazy. You know, these chevra, who mamish, they go crazy to find hadassim. Over here in Chicago, it's not such a thing. But you go to Eretz Yisrael, people could spend, without exaggerating, easily 150 hours from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah finding hadassim. Because they're machmir on every single to be a mishulish exactly, and they spend hours. They just pull up a desk at the place there, and they just go through it. They have a pile of hadassim yay high on their side. And Avraham Ashur one time came into Brisk with only one hadassim. He says, "I only found one." But so now they have these people who search and they give it to the, you know, they sell super ones, but they cost $90 a piece. Anyways, so noisei hamita those who carry. So what happens if you're in the middle of finding hadassim? What's the din then? I'm not sure. Noisei hamita, those who carry the mita. The mita is the coffin. Noisei is the carrier, so the pallbearers. Vechilufeihen, and those that are going to be switched with them. Rashi explains that the minig used to be that they switched. Everybody wanted a chance to carry the mita, to carry the coffin. So they pass the coffin rather than have the same pallbearers the entire way. Vechilufeihen, and those that are going to be switched from the switchers. Eshelufnei hamita veeshelachar mita. We're going to be discussing those before the mita. In other words, the ones that have yet to carry the coffin, and those that already carry the coffin. Es shelefnei hamita, those that have yet to carry the coffin, tzarech bahem peturim. So the mita, the coffin still needs them, so they are peturim, they are pater from Kriya Shema. Ve'es shelachar mita, those that are after the coffin, meaning they already carried it, they already had their turn, so they're probably not going to carry again, but says Tosfos that they might carry again, tzarech bahem, so ve'es shelachar mita tzarech bahem, those that they already carried, they are chayavar in Kriya Shema. Because Kriya Shema is not such a big deal. You just quickly read Kriya Shema. The chances are the coffins are not going to need you already, and you already did it. So stop for a second and say Kriya Shema. Ve'elu ve'elu paturim min ha-tfilah. And both of them are pater from tfilah, from davening. Kivru es ha-meis. Once they bury the dead body, v'chazru, and then they're going back. So the minig is, and was, that you stand in a line on the way back from the levi, on the way back from the burial, and the mourners pass in between the rows of people standing in a line. It's called a shura. V'chazru im yichayil nahaskel, if for the, not the mourners themselves, but the people who are at the levaya, if before they set up the shura, they're able to quickly finish Shema, lahaskel v'ligmar, ad shelo yagil l'shura, before they reach the line, yaschilu, they should start. V'im lav, but if it's right there, there's not such a big levaya, and it's just gonna, you know, you're just quickly setting things up, then lo yaschilu, don't even start. Ha'omdim b'shura, those that stand in a line, ha'pnimiyim, those that are close to the middle, peturim, they're pater, from reading Kriya Shema. Ha'chitzoyim, those that are, you know, second, third, fourth, or 150th row back, they are chayavin. Okay, the next Mishnah is going to be read again, so we'll skip it. Muta lefanav, and the Gemara makes a deek that if it's specifically right in front of you, then in, yes, you are required, you are pater from Kriya Shema. V'she'enu muta lefanav, but if a person has a dead body, an immediate relative, but who is dead, but is not right in front of him at that point, then loy, it's mashma in our Mishnah, you do not have the exemption from Kriya Shema. Because it says, Misha may samuta lefanav, he's pata from Kriya Shema. But it's not mashma that, it's not mashma that it's davka muta lefanav. But if it's in the next room or the next town, you taka archive. Viraminu, I'll ask you a stira. Misha mesal mutalafanav. He quotes a long brisa. Somebody who has a dead relative mutalafanav right in front of him. Oichel bebayis acher. He should not eat in that house right in front of his dead relative. Rather, he should go to a different one of his houses and eat there. Vim ein lebayis acher. If he doesn't have a different house, oichel bebayis chaveray. He should eat in his friend's house. If he doesn't have any friends, or his friends don't have any houses, he should go ahead, and even in that house, he should not eat directly in front of the mace, but rather make some sort of mechitza and eat there. Or if he's not able to make a mechitza, he doesn't have any material to make the mechitza, or alternatively, at Shabbos, and he can't make a mechitza, he should turn around, turn his face, and eat in a different, and don't eat directly in front of the dead body. Rashi explains because it's like leg l'rash. It's making it's like making fun of the dead body. Ha, we're still eating. We get to eat. Remember this pizza? So and meanwhile, the dead person is like feeling bad. He can't do these things anymore because we're going to see that the dead bodies are able to understand what's going on. So the dead body is going to feel bad. He wants pizza too. Va'eichal, I was once by a levaya, and it was in New York, so like the Yankees had won the night before. So the guy was saying, at least he's smiling up in Shemaya. Last night the Yankees won. Like, I don't think so, but you never know. Va'eichal, va'eina meisiv, so mechitza matzipana va'eichal, you should turn his face away and eat. Va'eina meisiv va'eichal, but he shouldn't lean. He shouldn't lean and eat, because leaning, the way they used to eat was by lying down, so don't do that. You're not, even if you're eating, you shouldn't be eating in a comfortable way. Va'eina eichal bas, you shouldn't eat meat, va'eina shay, so you shouldn't drink wine. Va'eina mevarach, do not make a bracha. Va'eina mezamen, and do not bench. Ve'ein mevarchin alav, you don't need anybody else to make a person doesn't need anybody else to make a bracha for him. Ve'ein mezamnin alav, and you cannot use him for a zimon. Upater mekriya shema, he's pater from kriya shema. Umin atfila, and he's pater from tfila as well. Umin atfilin, he's also pater from tfilin. Umikol mitzvah ha'amuris b'tara, any other mitzvah that is said in the Torah. Ube Shabbos.
It seems from here that the reason is not because
but because of avelus.
No, not because you're Torah and involved.
Right.
It seems over here because of in front of the mace.
Oh, like Larash. I mean, that's really the Gemara's question. The Gemara says that it's mashma in the second place that it's dafka because it's right in front of him. But if it wasn't right in front of him, no. Where do you see that from? The fact that there's no
because it's all part of the same raisa. So I would assume it's the same reasoning. The reason why can't you eat in front of him because there's a
Lord Garash. Well,
so, and then it just adds on more things to the eating.
Oh, okay, fine. So I thought you were getting a diak, similar diak, but the Gemara is making a diak now that it's davka muta lefanav. It's davka muta lefanav. Only if you're in the same room are you not allowed to bench and wash. But if you went to if you went to a different house, then you would have to bench and wash. So then it's for sure because of Lord Garash. Uh-huh. That's the diak I thought you were making. That's the diak the Gemara is making right now. But the Gemara is going to say, no, it's nothing to do with that, because we'll see. But right now, the Gemara thinks that the exemption of Tefillah and Kriya Shema and Brachas and Birkas Hamazon is only because you're still in the same house. That's the way the Gemara is reading this Braisa. Go to somebody else's house or your own house. But if you have to do it right in front of the guy, so at least turn away, and then don't make a Bracha, and then don't make a Tefillah and Tefillah. So that's the...
Which you're a part of anyway, because of your own name.
So at this point, the Gemara is asking this question. That's the Gemara's question. Now, it sounds like it's only because of Loeg Larash. When we come to the Ube Shabbos, on Shabbos, Mesiv, you're able to lean over, Va'eichel Bas, V'shoi Siyan, you can drink wine and eat meat. Umevarech, and you could make a bracha. Umezamen, and you could bench. Umevarech, and I love people, if you can't make a bracha for whatever reason, then somebody should make a bracha for you. Umezamen, and I love you could be part of a zimun. V'chayiv v'chol mitzvah samuris b'tayra, and you are chayiv in all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel adds on, Oymer, mitoich shen is chayiv be'elu, since you're chayiv in all the mitzvahs in the Torah, you is chayiv be'kulin, you're chayiv in all of them. Well, what is he adding on? If I'm Rabbi Yechanan, just to explain this is in brackets, because we don't really need it for our question.
If it's that the mace will feel bad, why does the mace feel bad if it's his relative that's doing this, but it doesn't feel bad if people who are not his relative are doing it? Because it's mashma that someone else is making the bracha and someone...
Excellent question. Very good question. The Gemara is going to deal with that. Very good. Excellent. So, what is the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? What's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel adding on? He's saying, since you're chayev in the mitzvah, you're chayev in all of them. Tanakhama also was mashma that. The Gemara says, Tashma Shamita Ikibinai, which is a mitzvah which is done b'seiser. So there, we would have thought that even though it's mutter to do all the mitzvahs, those are only the mitzvahs that are done publicly, because we don't want you to mourn publicly. But a mitzvah like Tashmish Amita, which is relations, which is a mitzvah of Oina, a person is required to be with his wife on Shabbos. So then, that is a mitzvah that is not, that is done b'seiser. Perhaps that, if not doing that, would not be considered avelus barabim, and therefore you should not complete that on Shabbos. Kamash Milan, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that you should. And I believe we paskin not to.
Why does Shabbat make a difference if the reason is lo lagrash?
You know, that's a good question. Let me take a step back. I don't know if the reason... The eating itself might be like lagrash, Rashi says. I don't know if the bracha is al tzleik l'rash. Maybe perhaps the bracha is only al tirda. Oh, yeah. Very, so you're saying without turning away.
Yeah. Why is Shabbos different?
So, you know, maybe you should still turn away. Maybe you should still turn away because of l'oik l'rash. But when you turn away, you could do all these things. You could lean and you could eat basar and drink wine and things like that. That's probably the answer. But yeah, so let's take a step back. The brachas are not because of Lagurash, and they never were. The brachas are because of Tirda and things like that. But at this point, the Gemara thinks that the brachas with Tirda is only when you're right in front of the dead body. And nothing to do with... nothing to do with a an across... Let's quickly review. Our Mishnah says, Misha Mesa Mutal in front of him. If somebody has the dead body Mutal in front of him, there, it's Mashma Davka Mutal in front of him. But if you were in a different room, you would have to say Kriya Shema. The Gemara asks a question, it could be I said it backwards. The Gemara asks the question from Veraminahu, that Misha Mesa Mutal in front of, and it's Mashma, that no matter what, you can't do any of these things. So it's mashma, I'm sorry, I did say it backwards. It's mashma, no matter what, you can't do any of these things. Even if you go to somebody else's room, no matter where you go, you're going to be putter. That's what we're holding in the Gemara as of this point. So the Gemara answers, Amara Papa Targama Amachsir Panav V'Oichal. Explain this braisa, which says that you are putter, on specifically the last case. Of when you turn your face and you're eating, then you shouldn't say brachas and things like that. But if you went to somebody else, if you went to a different house, then you would be chayiv in Kriya Shema and you would be chayiv in brachas and etc. And it's again, it's not because of Loig L'Rash, but rather it is because of Tirda, when it's right in front of you. Rav Ashi Amar. Rabashi answers differently, and he says, no, it doesn't matter whether you're in the same house, whether you're in a different house. Kevin shemutal alav l'kavrei, since it is upon you to bury it, kemutal l'fan of dami, it is as if it is right in front of you. When our Mishnah says the words right in front of you, it doesn't mean right in front of you, that here's the dead body, you can touch it. Rather, it means, it's mutal l'fan of, it's on you to, the person just had a dead relative, so it's on him to go ahead and work it out, and you know, prepare for the funeral and things like that. So it doesn't have to be right in front of him. How do we know that? Shenema v'yakam Avraham me'al p'nei mesa, as it says, and Avraham got up from in front of his dead relative, Sarah. V'nemar v'ekbara mesi milafonai, and it says, let me bury my dead relative, milafonai, from in front of me. So we see, kolzman shemuta l'lov l'kevrei, anytime it was, he already said that he walked up away from her. And then he was saying, let me bury it from in front of me. We see that Kol Zman was still upon him. Kol Zman, it's the entire time, Shemutal Alav, that it was still upon him, L'Koyre, to bury her, Kemutal Lefanav Dami. It is as if it is as if she is right in front of him. Now the Gemara asks the second question we dealt with. Meisoy En. Avo Meshamerle. It sounds like specifically if it's his dead relative. But if he's just guarding a dead relative, then there's no problem. We have a brayso which says, so somebody guards a dead person, even though it's not his relative, he's patur mikriya shema umina tefillin. And we call mitzvah hamoros b'tayrei. So we see that it does not have to be his own dead body. And the Gemara says, you're right. And a chanami. Our Mishnah is talking about a person's relative, even if he's not guarding it. Mishamrei aval bisha'ena meisai. Or meisai, or if it's Mishamrei, the second price is talking about if he's guarding it, even if it's not his dead relative. Or our Mishnah is talking about meisai aval bisha'ena Mishamrei. So either or are enough to give the person an exemption that he does not need to read. The Gemara says, meisai u'mishamrei en. It's mashma specifically if it's the person's dead relative. Alternatively, if he's actively involved in guarding the body. But if he's just strolling through the Beis HaKvaros, then there is no exemption. V'hatanya, we have a brayso which states, lo yahalech adam beis hakvaros, a person should not walk through a cemetery with tefillin on his head, v'sefer Torah b'zroye, or a sefer Torah in his hands, v'kaira, and reading it. And if he does so, over mishum loyeg l'rash, cherif oseo. And if he does, he's over on a person who is literally translated. It means somebody who laughs at the poor people. And here, these people cannot do mitzvahs anymore. And they're going to be super jealous that you're still on this planet doing mitzvahs, wearing tefillin, reading Torah. So therefore, a person, that's why we tuck our tzitzis in when we go to a Beis HaKvaros, because we don't want them to be jealous. So we see, even if you're in a Beis HaKvaros, a person should not be reading. And the Gemara says, Hasam toich arba amas, huda aser. Over there, it is within four amas that it is aser to read or be with tefillin or tzitzis out. Chutz la arba amas, he is chayev. Outside of four amas, the person is indeed chayev. The Amar Mar, meis toif is dalad amas, the Kriya Shema, as it says, as Mar said, a dead body has four amas around him that you should not be saying Kriya Shema. Ha'acha, over here, if you're guarding it, or if you're or if it's a person's own relative, chutz d'dalet amas nami pater. Even if you're outside, even if you're four amas away, you're still pater, so long as you're guarding it, or it's a person's relative. Okay, so that is that. Gufa. Hamishamer es hameis, if somebody's guarding a dead body, af al pi she'ena meisai, even though it's not his relative, he's part of the Chevra Kadisha, he is pater mi kriya shema, he is pater from kriya shema, umina tefila, and from davening, umina tefillin, and from putting on tefillin, umikal mitzvah samuris b'tayra. Here I would say the reason is because of oisik b'mitzvah pater mena mitzvah. Not because of tirda, because he's not really Torah, nor because of not because of Tirda, nor because of, what?
If he's not Tirda, so then why is he asking mitzvah?
He's doing a mitzvah. Tirda meaning his mind is on something else.
But he's, a shomer is just, his body's there. He doesn't have to do
it. Well, he's actively doing a mitzvah. So even if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shnehem, we paskin that, that you don't have to do it. Unless you're not actively doing a mitzvah. For example, like wearing tzitzis. Right now I'm wearing tzitzis. So that's not there. I'm not actively doing a mitzvah. So then we say after the Kaddish name. But if I'm actively doing a mitzvah, like let's say I'm davening Pesukei D'Zimra and a guy is walking by for tzedakah. And so I pull out a dollar, it's not gonna disturb my Pesukei D'Zimra, at least the level I daven on. So you go ahead and you give him a dollar, you don't totally putter. You don't have to, there's no chiv tzedakah on you. That's a good question. It's a good question whether or not this might not even be a problem. So the Rishonim deal, and Bir Halacha brings it down, right? This discusses whether or not it's an Isser or even I believe in this case, the example that I gave, it was just putter, but not allowed. So that's how we pass it. But it's not simple. Okay, umikal mitzvahs ha'amuras b'tayra ha'yushnayim. If there were two people there, so this one should actively watch. Zeh mishamer v'zekar, while the other one goes away and reads kriyishma. And then they'll switch. Zeh mishamer v'zekar, and then they'll switch. And this one will go and watch, and this one will read. Ben Azai Aimer, how you bought in Besfina. Ben Azai says if two people are coming in a boat, Menicho Bezavazu, Umispalin, Shnehem, you could leave the body in one corner and both of them could go daven at the same time. Umispalin, Shnehem, Bezavaz Acheres. And both of them could go daven in a different corner. The Gemara says, my Benai, what's the machalikas between Ben Azai and why it's specifically a boat? Amravina Chashin La Achbarim. The question is, are we concerned that there are mice on a random ship? That is the difference. The first Ma'adamar holds, even on a boat, you have to have one person guarding it the entire time. And we are Chayshishu. Ma'adamar, and this one holds, Loi Chayshin, and we are not concerned for that. Now, if you asked me without this, I would have thought that the concern is not only for mice, but rather the concern is for Shadim and, you know, heebie-jeebie stuff.
Yeah, I would have thought that you're just not allowed to leave
a dead body or whatever.
By itself.
As far as Kabbalistic reasons or whatever.
How far can these guys go?
It sounds like for example, if we put a body in a morgue, and you close the thing, lock the key, and you're the one with the key. You're not concerned that everybody's going to steal in the body. Not concerned for mice, you hope. So, is it permitted? Are you allowed to leave the body overnight, or do you have to have a guy standing outside the freezer?
Well, we have showroom that stay there all night, even though the room is refrigerated.
Yeah. I'm just wondering. There also, it could be because maybe we're not in charge. But what would be if we had the key? I don't know. I just don't know. These are interesting questions. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Hamoylech at somis bimakam lemakam. If somebody transports a skeleton, dead a body from one place to the other place, you have to treat it with respect. Harezer lo yitnim bedaski, but don't put it into a sack. V'yitnim al gabe chamar and put it on a donkey. V'yirkav aleihem and then ride on it. Apparently, that was normal to transport items. You put it in a sack and you ride on it. You put it underneath your seat. So don't do that to a skeleton. Because it's treating it improperly. But if you are scared because of non-Jews are going to attack or whatever, and they might be upset that you're carrying a skeleton, it's a restricted matter. You can't send it in the airmail. Or because of robbers, mutter, it is permitted. So if you got to do it, you could do it. In the same way, the same halakha that we're stating now by bones equally applies to a sefer Torah. The Gemara says ahe, which ahe means, so it's question mark, and then sefer Torah, period. Ahe, question mark. Where is this last statement going? The same way we said, to treat a skeleton, you should also treat a sefer Torah. Is that going on the reisha, the sefer? Ilema a reisha. If you say it's going on the reisha, that says that you shouldn't put it in a sack and then sit on it. Pshita. It's obvious. Obviously, you should not be sitting on a sefer Torah. Mi gora sefer Torah, man. Is a sefer Torah any worse than bones? Ella, the chiddush is that this last statement is going on a sefer. It's going on, but if a person is doing it because he's scared that it will be mistreated, then it's permitted even to sit on. We see that is a chiddush, that it applies to sefer Torah also. What happens if a person is transporting a sefer Torah and he's scared that it's going to get damaged if the border patrol finds it, they're going to destroy it. So he goes ahead, he's allowed to hide it and put it even under his seat, even though he's going to be sitting on it. Amar is nogeya for obviously, you know, bad circumstances. But certainly during the Holocaust and things like that, people had to hide tefillin, and they didn't have to, but they did, had to hide tefillin, and things like that. So even if the hiding place sometimes is what you would think improper, nevertheless, since you're doing it for the kedusha of tefillin, it's mutter. Amar Rechava, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, kol haroya hameis ve'enem elaveihu. Anybody who sees a funeral and is not does not accompany him, over mishum loy eg l'rash cheref oisehu. He's over because of this halacha of loy eg l'rash laughing at a poor person. Ve'im helveihu, and if you do accompany him, maschari, what is the reward? Amar of Asli, Allah v'kas of Omer, the pasuk says about him, the pasuk says, malve Hashem choinin dal. Now, a lot of times we take this to mean malve, somebody who lends, but in this case, I believe they're translating it as malave. Somebody, if he's malave, if he is accompanying him, so then it's as if you're lending to Hashem, choinin dal, you give to a poor person, umechabdei choinin evyon. So I think the translation, the way they're translating it is, at the end of that pasuk reads, gmula yishalem lei, his reward will be well paid out. Gmula, his just reward will be yishalem lei, Hashem will pay him. Umechabdei choinin evyon, a different pasuk let's see what they do with that yud there. Yeah, the mechab dechayin. I'm not sure why they need the pasuk of mechab dechayin and evyon there. It's the ikur part of the pasuk is gemulay mishalim lay, and his just reward will be paid to him. So what happens if a person is in Eretz Yisrael or whatever, and he's driving on you know Shmuel and it's not a crazy road, so. And then he sees a Levaya the other way. He sees the blue van followed by a couple cars. Does he have to turn around? I'm not sure. If he's walking, it's definitely Kedai. There, I know the stories from the Gedolim where Victor Miller was walking, Rabbi Akiva Kamenetsky was walking, and a Levaya passed. So even though they hardly knew them, but they walked four amas with the mace. Probably because of this Gemara. If you're already going in a different way, I don't know exactly how far to take it, but definitely if it's not an inconvenience, then it's a good idea just to, if a person's walking and the blue van passes, it's kedai to, you know, if you could be mechabad it. If it's not, stop walking on the sidewalk four amas the other way while the van is speeding along is obviously not going to help anybody. That's not giving the mace any cover. Making a U-turn in front of everybody causing an accident is also not going to affect anybody. Besides for losing half of the Levi now because of traffic. So, obviously a person has to... But if a person could accompany a Levi where people are walking or whatever, even though he has absolutely no clue who the person is, there, if a person's able to do it, then he should. So, I would say the rule of thumb is, if it's A, possible, and B, it shows covered. Merely making a U-turn or stop walking on the sidewalk when the car is passing might not show anything. But if it is showing covered, then yes, a person should do it. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonasan were walking through a cemetery. And the tchelet of Rabbi Yonasan was dragging along the floors. Amrlei Rabbi Chiya, Dalia, lift it up, so that these mason will not say lamachar boin etzlenu, tomorrow this person's going to come next to us. And today he's making fun of us. So. We see this is again the minhag to put the tzitzis in when you go into a basic kvaras. Omar le umi yadi kuli hay. Rabbi Yonasan asked Rabbi Chiya, "Are the mason that aware of what's going on this planet that they see my tzitzis? They see my tzitzis walking by their kvarim." Doesn't it say beforeish a pasuk that dead people do not know what's going on? They don't know anything. If you learned how to learn Chumash Loi Shanis, you never reviewed it, so you don't understand the real meaning. And even if you reviewed it once, Im Shanisa Loi Shilashta, you didn't review it twice. You didn't repeat it. Im Shilashta, and if you did, then Loi Pirishilcha, then nobody ever explained to you what it means. It says, Ki Hachayim, the first part of that pasuk reads, Ki Hachayim Yoyde Im Sheyamusu. The live, the literally means the live people know that they will die. But he translates it as Elu Tzadikim. These are the Tzadikim that even after they're dead, they're called Chaim. Shebemisasim Nikru Chaim. Even when they're dead, they're called Chaim. So that's what it means. Ki Chaim means the Tzadikim, who are known as live people, because even after they're dead, are known as live. They know that they're going to die. Shenemar Ubenayahu Ben Yahayada, as it states, a pasuk. This pasuk is Ubenayahu Ben Yahayada Ben Ishchai, who is the Ben Ishchai, the son of the man who's alive. Rav Palam, doer of many works, Mikab Tzel, from the city of Kab Tzel, who hika es shnei Ariel Moyav, we're going to darshan all these words, he hit the two lions in Moyav, who yered, and he went down, vehika es ha'ari b'toy chabar, and he hit the lion inside the pit b'yamashalak on the snowy day. So, the first words are Ben Ishchai, the son of a live man. What does that mean? Atukuli alma b'nei mason, you know, is everybody else the son of dead people? Ella Ben Ishchai, he's the son of a live man. He means he's the son of a tzaddik. Sha'afilu b'misasai karu Ishchai, that even after he's dead, he's called alive. What does that mean? So, there are several different explanations of what it means that tzaddikim, even b'misasai, are called alive. But it could be that if a person does mitzvahs on this world, so sometimes those mitzvahs resonate. Meaning, let's say, just for example, or Meir Shapiro. So he started Daf Yomi. So it's true, without the assistance of Aguda and Dershu, it I don't know if it would be as popular as it is today. But definitely he gets credit for a lot of it, and therefore he's called Chaim today. Because he's still, what does it mean to be alive on this world? This world is just to get the next world. He's continuously building in the next world. So even now on this world, he's continuously called Chaim. He's continuously building. Perhaps, I don't know if that's, I mean, there's a bunch of pshatim to it. So it means at tzaddik, so that's why we say at tzaddikim, even on this world, are called Chaim. Shafil b'misosu kori Chai. So now we're just dashing the rest of that pasuk. Rav pa'alam mikab tzael. What does that mean? Shariba v'kibetz pa'alim l'toira. And that he made a lot and gathered workers for Tyra, meaning he increased the learners in Klal Yisrael. V'hu hika eshnei ariel mayav. And he hit the two lions that are from Mayav. So, meaning, there was nobody as great as him, not in the first time of the Beis HaMikdash. So, the Ariels, the lions, are the Beis HaMikdash. And Moyav is because it came from David HaMelech, who came from Rus HaMoyavi. So, he didn't leave anybody like him during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash or the second Beis HaMikdash. By the way, the Ben Ish Chai is also the Benayahu Ben Yahya. He has a couple of svarim. He has Benayahu Ben Yahyada Ben Ishchai Rav Poalim Mikabzel. He has a whole bunch of these things. All comes from this one pasuk. Interesting. I don't know why, but the journal put out by Rabbi Yaakov Hillel is called Mikabzel. I have absolutely no clue why, but I never read the Hakdama. So, okay. That he did not leave anybody in his lifetime, anybody as great as him, not during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash or in the second Beis HaMikdash. And he went, in the next part of the pasuk is, and he went down and hit the Ari in middle of the bar, in middle of the pit, on the snowy day. What does that mean? Two explanations. Again, this is all in brackets. We're going to get back to what our story. Ikeda Amri de Tavar Gzize de Barda, that he broke. Ikeda Amri, there are those that say de Tavar that he broke. Gzize de Barda, like the ice covering, Venochas over a river, Venochas, and he went to the Tavel and he went to the mikvah. Ikeda Amri, there are those that say the Tana Sifra de Beirav, that he learned in yeshiva even on Beyoimah de Sisva, even on the wintry days, even on a super winter day like outside today, he still went to yeshiva. The difference is yeshiva didn't have heat. Okay, so that's the end of that pasuk, but all we're doing from that pasuk is proving, all we needed from that entire thing is just to say the words Ben Ish Chai, and to show that tzaddikim, even when they're dead, are called alive. So this other part of the pasuk, now getting back to our other part of the pasuk, which says that dead people don't know anything, it doesn't mean, like you translated it, that a dead person doesn't know anything, because then indeed we would have no problem walking by a dead person with our tefillin on. Rather, it means, v'hameisim einam yoydim me'uma, the dead people don't know anything, means, elu rishoyim, these are referring to wicked people, shebechay, that they don't know anything about the next world, they pretend not to know anything, shebechayei, and even during their lifetime, keruyin meisim, they're still called dead people, shenemar va'ata, as it says, and you, chalal rasha, chalal is a lashon of a corpse, rasha nasi Yisrael, we see that even while he was still alive, he was still called a chalal, a corpse. Alternatively, based on the witnesses of two or three people, we will kill the dead person. Really? He's still alive right now. Even when he was alive, he's still called, since we're putting him to death, he's obviously a Russia, he's still called a dead person. So the end of the story was that they were walking in the Beis HaKvaras. He said, "Put your tzitzis in." He said, "Do they really know that I'm right here?" He's like, "Yes, they do." So he said, "What do you mean?" But it says in the pasuk, "V'hameisim lo yodim me'uma." So he answered, "No, v'hameisim lo yodim me'uma means rishayim, while they're alive, pretend not to know about the next world. They pretend to forget about the next world, and therefore they do whatever they want on this world." That's what that pasuk means. It doesn't mean, like you translated it, that dead people don't know anything. It means live people who are bad, therefore they're called Mesim, don't know anything. Bnei Rabbi Chiya, the sons of Rabbi Chiya, Nafik L'Krayasa, they went to a village to work in their inheritance or to get a job. Yaker lehu talmudaihu. And over the course of time, Yaker means it got heavy, but it means they lost their learning. It got too heavy for them. They forgot their learning. Havi kametzari laadkure. They were working. They worked very hard laadkure to try to remember it. They went through pains to try to remember it. One child said to the other, Yoda avun bahay tzara. Does our father know the pain that we're going through right now? His father who had already passed away. The other one responded, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't a question. Yoda avun bahay tzara. Our father knows the pain. The other one said, Mino yoda. How do you know? But it says in the pasuk, Yichabdu banav velo yeda. This is a pasuk. So it's actually Yichbedu Banav Velo Yeda. I don't think this is a Yitzara Velo Yavin Lamai. I don't think this means. How do they translate words Yichbedu? Got two.
The sons may attain honor.
Honor, okay, from covered. Okay. So the things can happen on this world. The sons will attain honor, and the rest of the pasuk means, or they'll go through pain. Velo Yada. And the father will not know. So Amar le'idach v'lo yada, and the person who's dead doesn't know. But it says in the pasuk, Ach b'sarei alav yichav v'nafshei alav ta'ival. It says in Mefurish pasuk, ta'ival. Mefurish pasuk also in Iyav. In fact, it's the very next pasuk that says that because of his flesh will hurt him, and his soul will greatly mourn over his. Over his loss, the Amr of Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzhak explains that it's talking about the decomposition of the dead of the human body, and he says that it's kasha rima lemace, that it is as painful rima like a worm for a mace. Lemace is kasha, worms for a mace is kasha kimachat kibasar achai, as a needle in a live person. So when a person is getting eaten up, he feels it and it hurts him. That's what the pasuk means when it says ach besarei alav yichav, his flesh will hurt him. It means because as he decomposes, he will be in pain. So we see dead bodies do recognize the pain that they're in on this world. And the Gemara answers the stira of the two psukim, Amri b'tzaira didhu yodi. His own pain, his own physical pain, that Hitaka recognizes. B'tzaira d'achrina, however, other people's pain, his son's pain, they're lo yodi. There he's not aware of. So, in other words, he's not aware of the pain that we're going through right now. The Gemara says, Veloy, is that true? He doesn't have the pain. But Tanya, there's a story. The Gemara quotes a long story. Let's see if we have time for it. Probably not going to have time, but I guess we'll just at least start it. There was a story with a certain chassid, a devout individual, Shenasan dinner la'ani, that he gave a dinner to an ani on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Bishanah B'tzeres, in a hunger year. So he gave away a lot of money on a hunger year. His wife, who we're going to see wasn't the greatest lady in the world, started to fight with him for it. There was a huge shalom bias. What happened to the dollar? I gave it to tzedakah. What? Massive fight breaks out on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So he goes. Back then they didn't have the couch to sleep on. So he went. He slept in the Beis HaKvaras. V'halach v'lon b'Beis HaKvaras. He goes and he sleeps in the nearby cemetery. I don't know why he didn't sleep in a shul. I don't know why he didn't sleep in somebody else. I guess somebody else's house. I understand why he didn't sleep in. Because he doesn't want to tell everybody that they had shalom bias problems. That's probably the reason why he didn't sleep in the shul either. Because he's going to start, after davening's over, everybody else is, you know, saying Lashana Toiva, Tikasev, and he's setting up some chairs with a pillow. They're going to be like, what's going on? I can't go home. Why not? Kitzer, he'll advertise the shalom bias problem. So instead, he left shul, and he went to the basic quarters. There's a question whether or not we're going to see that he was talking to, he was overhearing the spirits talking to each other. And there's a question in Beis Yosef whether or not he specifically did that, and he specifically asked them questions, and if it's mutter, or he didn't go to ask the questions. Beis Yosef holds that to ask the spirits questions is an Isser D'oraisa. And he didn't go to ask questions. He just went there. Oh, well, we'll see the story tomorrow. All right, have a great day.